This is Mike Malevsky, and we've been conducting a series of interviews with candidates on the October 4th ballot who are in contested races. And right now we're focusing on the city council race, which has four people. And it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Eldon Tritch. Welcome. We have a theme that basically is that the more things change, the faster they change. And we have a series of questions that we'll be asking and give you plenty of time to respond. The first one has to do with how you see yourself working with others serving on the council. Along with this, we're wondering how well you collaborate with people who have different ideas. And lastly, the part of it is that these local elections are nonpartisan, but do you see political parties influencing them in any way?
I do not.
Okay. So that's the last part. So how do you work with people who have different ideas?
As a team player?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a team player, the decisions I make will not basically necessarily be maybe for what the people's interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so if there are people there that, and sometimes we've witnessed on various councils and assemblies and so on, people that are very, very different in the way they view the world. And sometimes it seems as if there's great difficulty in coming to consensus and working together. So if someone has such an idea, for example, that's different than yours, how do you listen to that idea, or what do you do?
I'd have to think it over, whatever's best, talk with maybe different peoples and get their opinions on it. It necessarily would not be all 100% my opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've got that. So there were a lot of people that live, and this is question number two. There were a lot of people that live in the Palmer area. How do you reach that many different people, especially those, and you may have come across some of them, who feel they're left out of the public conversation, may feel there's not any reason to vote?
Word of mouth, people on the street, people I work with, people I go to church with, knock on doors, introduce myself to who I am, me being a candidate, and I guess that's about it, really. I don't.
Okay. We have a third question here. Recently, there was a topic discussed by the council that involved term limits. Should the Palmer City Council discuss a ballot initiative further?
Yes, sir, they should. They should.
And is that something you think the council should make as a decision?
I personally think every elected official needs term limits. Everyone.
Okay, that's pretty clear. And would this be a decision made by the council, or one that you'd want to have on the ballot for people to talk about?
Well, if the council couldn't come up with a decision, then force it to the council, to the voters. But the council should make the first.
Trying to add that. Okay. Now, one of the things about a city like Palmer, it sits in a borough, which sits in the state, and as a local policymaker, you have to work with all those other bodies. And there's an organization that the city has long belonged to called the Alaska Municipal League. Do you support being a member of that kind of statewide organization?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And given that we have something of a current fiscal crisis, how do you see working out the budget and working with the state to solve some of that as we begin to see less money coming down to the city?
The fiscal crisis, if they take a look at some unnecessary projects, cut the waste, there's probably a lot of places that can be cut even more. Yes, maybe increase the sales tax might be the solution. State's income tax might be the solution, but the waste needs to be taken care of first.
Okay. Do you have any specific examples of the kind of waste or cuts that could be made?
Probably all departments have some form of waste. I'm not real sure. I'd sit down and look and see what we can actually do without. Emergency services could be one that we got to keep. Schools, one we got to keep. So there are some things that maybe we can actually do without. Maybe turning off every other street lamp. Maybe that might be an option to cut the utility bills down. Maybe that might be a way.
Okay. So you're running for the Palmer City Council. How do you think that council works right now? Do you believe there should be changes in the way they
right
do
now,
business?
Right now, I think the body of the council is good. There's good people on the council. Decisions made right now are good. I have no problem with the city council being the way it is right now.
Okay. And what do you think is more important, voting based on your own conscience or what the people in the city would believe? How do you resolve a difference between those two if that happens?
Not necessarily my conscience. I think the voting would be what's best for the city. There's some things that if I was on the council, I'd strictly say no to that's happened that I don't like. No, but it happened, and the majority of people went for it, so it must be a good thing.
Okay. So you have run a number of times for the Palmer City Council.
Yes, sir. This is my fourth run for the Palmer City Council.
What would you say is the major reason why you run for the Palmer City Council?
Just mainly get it out of my system. Mainly, I keep trying for it, and I think, well, maybe I want to serve one at least one term just to see what, just to get the feel of being an elected official, see if I can make any changes for the city that I feel needs to be changed, see what kind of influence I have for it. Yes, I've run this, I've challenged all six of those peoples out there, so yeah, so we'll see.
Okay. Have you served on any other committee or group?
No, I have not.
This would be your first time?
Right.
Okay.
I am a 30-year government employee. I'm retired from civil service after 30 years.
Okay. Have we covered everything that you would like to say today, or is there other comments you would like to make to listeners?
No, I'm happy with it. I'm happy with the way it is. I'll just get another shot. If everything goes, I'll win the election. If not, well, it may be next year to see what happens, I've tried it before and lost before, so if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't,
Okay, Mike Malevsky here, and I've been talking with Elton Tritch, who is running for the Palmer City Council, and good luck to you.
Thank you.